And it's 11 o'clock here at Red River Radio, and we have a Red River Radio spotlight for you. We have Michael Butterman with the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra in our studio now, and he has a wonderful program lined up. It's their movie Masterpieces 3. It's part of the Willis Knighton Masterworks series with the Shreveport Symphony. Siva May will be the vocalist on this. And Michael, you've got a spectacular program, including for Moonbot fans out there. And I know they're everywhere. You've got some great music from Moonbot Studios. Can you give us kind of a background of this whole show?
Absolutely. Well, this is, as you mentioned, the third of our movie Masterpieces concerts. We've done one a year for since 2 years ago. And it really started with the Academy Award-winning short that Moonbot produced, Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lesmore, and our desire to celebrate that and present it live, in other words, with live music,
right,
and the film. So last year, then, we did a new work that they had just put out called The Numberlies, another animated film, a short film. And then, so, you know, people love these concerts, and I do, too. We have great time celebrating local filmmaking and the legacy of great film composing that goes back, let's see how many, about 80 years or so,
Korngold,
I suppose.
Exactly. And, you know, a whole group of people that, and some of this work is like masterpiece symphonic work.
Right. So, well, some of the writing, of course, of these composers is so, it's just visual. When you hear it, you, even if you don't know the film, you immediately start coming up with images in your mind. It's just impossible to resist that notion. And of course, if you do know the particular image, then, you know, that often pops there as well. But you're right. You mentioned Korngold, for example. We're playing some Franz Waxman, for example, on this concert. We've also done some Bernard Herrmann earlier. So a lot of these composers, Dmitri Tiomkin's another one, that, you know, they all kind of came out of this tradition, a late romantic tradition that was in Central and Eastern Europe, and a lot of them emigrated over here during the Second World War and then brought that aesthetic for that really rich, vibrant orchestral sound with them. And then later composers like John Williams have certainly picked that up. We just heard music of John Williams.
Right.
You asked me about the Moonbot collaboration, so I should tell you that we are doing two short films of theirs on this concert.
Okay.
One is called Silent, which is actually a celebration of really the silent era in filmmaking, which is may sound counterintuitive, but it's a short mashup almost of different both visual styles and musical styles. It lasts just about 2.5 minutes, I suppose, 3 minutes maybe. And then the other one is really quite different than the ones we presented so far. It's called The Cask of Amontillado, based on the Edgar Allan Poe short story.
Yeah. That's a great short story, too. So if nobody's ever read it, it's a horror story, too.
Well,
so.
let's say it explores some of the darker realms of human nature.
Right,
let's put it that way.
Yeah, so.
And, you know, of course, because of that, the fact that it was, you know, we're coming up on late October, Halloween time, so we kind of riff, we're sort of extending that theme a little bit into some other music. We're doing, I mentioned Franz Waxman, we're doing music from The Bride of Frankenstein, a little bit of X-Files as well. So there's a little bit of a sort of a Halloween tribute in there. But The Cask of Amontillado is a really different kind of animation style than you've seen before from Moonbot. And it also has dialogue, which is something that we haven't really had, we've had very little of in the films we've presented so far. But in any case, it's, again, the music of John Hunter, who's a composer in Dallas that they've worked with many times. And I will, again, have the headphones on, listening to little clicks in my ear, trying to synchronize the orchestra with what's above the stage. We have not only those images, not only those movies from Moonbot, but also two clips from documentaries. These are both the documentaries that, well, one was an Academy Award-winning documentary a couple of years ago called The Cove, and the other one had a song that was nominated for Best Song last year called Before My Time. That was from a movie called Chasing Ice, and that's about glaciers and the melting of them,
and so on. And The Robinson, I think, showed that absolutely gorgeous cinematography.
It was put together mostly based on the work of James Balog, a National Geographic photographer, and who went to Greenland in particular and worked with time-lapse photography, and you can see what has been going on with the glaciers. We have music from both of those by the same composer named Josh Ralph. One of them is, I said, this song, and that's the one that Stephen May is going to be singing. It was Scarlett Johansson, actually, and Josh Bell. There's a nice violin part who recorded it for the film score, the original film score. In any case, there's a lot to watch in this particular concert. So it's, I think, again, a great concert for people that, for whatever reason, might not have explored our other concerts as much, or they might be, I don't know, a little bit intimidated by the idea of listening to a half-hour classical work. This is the concert for them because it's all shorter stuff, and there's a lot of visual stimulation going on.
And it'd be a great concert to bring, like, a middle school, high school students who have never experienced an orchestra and what it can do as far as painting in front of your eyes. So.
Absolutely, yeah, and you're 100% right that it is a great introduction kind of concert for people, especially of those ages, middle school and high school. But really, it could be for anybody, frankly. You're also right that one really appreciates the, I think that's the way I started off by talking about how important a role music plays in our perception of what's going on in a film. It is the emotional subtext a lot of times of what's happening, right? It's not so much that we're being told with dialogue or even so much what we see, it's what we're hearing, you know? And so there's a lot of examples of that particular kind of emotional working going on in a concert like this.
Now, one of the pieces that I notice you have here, and I'm not familiar with this, and that's The Romance from The Gadfly by Shostakovich.
Yeah. So The Gadfly was sort of a propaganda film, I suppose, as a lot of Soviet films were. And Shostakovich, like Prokofiev, composers working in the Soviet Union, great, you know, classical composers that we revere, but who also were, how should we say, given opportunities to compose music for film. But both of them, you know, used their creative genius, I think, in the best possible way. And there's a gorgeous, what's called The Romance, from this film that you just mentioned. And it is for really a beautiful violin solo. It was actually used, help me out here,
Riley Ace of Spies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I think.
I believe so.
So there may be some of our listeners who know that better than I do. But it's the kind of thing that I think I may have heard it played here on Red River Radio a few years ago, and I thought to myself, this is gorgeous. What is that? And then learned what it was. And the fact that it's from a film makes it just perfect for a concert like this. So there's music like that, great classical music. We have music of Henry Mancini. We have music of John Williams, of course. We're finally playing Star Wars music.
Okay, yeah.
So we have that in Superman as well, and the Cowboys that you played a moment ago.
And Breakfast at Tiffany's, the Moon River is the Mancini, so that's going to be a beautiful piece. So
it is.
Well, give us a little bit about Siva May. I know a lot of folks know her around here, but there are always people who may not be aware, so tell us about her.
Well, Siva has performed a lot with Red River Repertory Theater and plays a lot with Bill Causey's band, so she has a lot of experience as both on stage as an actress and also as a vocalist in a variety of styles. She's sung with the symphony on a number of occasions. We've had her at a holiday concert a few years ago, and she's joined us at a number of our galas, and probably some times before even I came on the scene as music director as well. So we're very appreciative of the opportunity to work with her again. But when I contemplated programming this particular song, and I knew that the kind of style that was required, I thought, you know, who can do that look like that? And that she was the first person that came to mind, and then I sent her the song to listen to. She said, I'd love to do it. And so we're really looking forward to having her with us.
Well, excellent. Now, how do folks go about getting tickets and all that?
We have some still available. They are available by, you can call our ticket line if you prefer to do things by phone. That is 227-TUNE. I'm thinking that's 8863, but but don't quote me.
It will be up on our website soon.
There we go. I know it's 227 TUNE tune. They can also go to our website, ShreveportSymphony.com, and get tickets there. They're available at the door as well, but it would certainly be probably advisable to try to arrange them ahead of time so you can make sure you get them in the place that you want, because sight lines are maybe more important in a concert like this than in some.
Right. Yeah. So, any final words you want to encourage people?
Just that this is the third installment of this concert. We'll probably give it a little bit of a rest in the next couple of seasons, and then probably bring it back a little bit after that. You know, maybe your last chance for a little while to enjoy this kind of a concert that really celebrates this important component of the Arklatex now, the filmmaking, and things about film. You mentioned the Robinson Film Center earlier, Louisiana Film Prize, right. And of course all the filmmaking that goes on here, and of course Moonbot's presence. All of these things contribute to a real renaissance, a real vitality around the idea of creative filmmaking, and we're very, very glad to celebrate that and to be a part of it.
All right. Well, Michael, thanks for coming in today. It's
my pleasure. Good to talk to you.
And for folks who want to know, this concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Riverview Theater. It is Movie Masterpieces 3 by the Shreveport Symphony. Michael Butterman conducting, and Siva May will be the vocalist with works by Henry Mancini, Dmitri Shostakovich, Waxman. It's going to be a great concert. We're going to go out with a little bit of music from Moonbot's silent movie, and we hope you enjoy this.